vocational education and training teachers teach in a wide range of sites. They teach on campus in TAFE institutes, but they also teach in community centres, neighbourhood houses, refugee centres, sometimes even in the bush. The range of places they teach is far greater than either schools or in universities. School teachers mainly teach in schools, and university teachers, while they might teach in the workplace, they don't do so to the same extent that VET or TAFE teachers do, and they mainly teach in universities. But VET students are also far more complex and diverse than in either schools or universities. VET teachers teach early school leavers, the long-term unemployed, those with low language, literacy and numeracy skills, prisoners, refugees, but also apprentices, young people who need a qualification just to get them started, older people who are retraining, but also really highly skilled people who are just upskilling in a particular area. Sometimes all of these people are in the one class. You would almost never find that in schools or in universities. First of all, there's no national teaching awards for VET teachers. There are for schools, school teachers and university teachers. The Australian government spends millions of dollars on awards for both. There are awards for VET institutions, for TAFEs and places like that, for VET students, for employers of VET students, but not for VET teachers. This says to VET teachers that they're not as highly valued. But the other really compelling piece of evidence is that they're only required to have a very low level teaching qualification, a certificate four, and this is largely being brought into disrepute by bad providers. In schools, teachers have to have either a 4-year teaching degree or an undergraduate degree and a graduate diploma. In universities, teachers or lecturers are increasingly required to have a graduate certificate in university teaching. And yet, even though VET teachers teach students who are more diverse, have greater learning needs, the qualification they need is a very low one and not valued. There's a lot of interest in VET teaching right now because the VET system has to grow dramatically. The reason it has to grow dramatically over the next 20 years is because Australia needs to increase the percentage of its population who have higher level qualifications and also higher level schools. Other countries are doing this as well. They have to do this to remain internationally competitive. This can't be done without VET teachers, and that's why there's been so much interest now, more interest than there's been for the last 20 years. We're recommending that VET teachers be required to have a higher level teaching qualification to ensure that they can teach people who have higher level qualifications. However, because we have to recruit people from industry who are experts in their field, we can't expect them to have a teaching qualification on the day that they start. So what we're suggesting is that industry experts, when they become teachers in VET, that they be supported to get an appropriate higher level teaching qualification as they progress in their teaching career. But we also think there needs to be national VET teaching awards to tell VET teachers that they are just as valued as school teachers and university lecturers.